Taming the Flames. A threat to mankind. There's an old saying, 1,000 days of hard work can be destroyed by a single fire.
Fires have been one of the biggest threats to people.
Today, when a fire breaks out, we are lucky to have advanced firefighting equipment and a fire department to cool. But in ancient China, many buildings were made of wood and there were no water hoses or fire trucks. So, how could the ancient Chinese fight and prevent fires? In Liaoning Provincial Museum, an item around 2,000 years old shows the firefighting awareness of ancient Chinese. This pottery piece is part of a firefighting well.
It shows a man carrying a flag with the words Jiehua, fire prevention, on it.
Several similar pieces of pottery have been found across China. This suggests that ancient people may have had wells just for firefighting, and they understood the importance of firefighting water sources. Ancient firefighting equipment.
In ancient times, the basic firefighting measure was to store water. This allowed people to take action immediately when a fire broke out.
Visitors to the Forbidden City, now the Palace Museum, are often drawn to the large water vats at the palace gates. The Forbidden City had over 300 of these vats. Each vat could hold over 3,000 litres of water. A team of about a dozen people managed the vats. They guarded the vats and made sure the vats were always full. These vats were placed in sunny locations. During winter, they were covered, and stoves were placed at the bottom to keep the water from freezing. As early as the Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907 CE, water bags were used for firefighting. These water bags were made from horse or cow skins, and each water bag could hold 150 to 200 kilograms of water.
A bamboo tube was tied to the mouth of the bag. When there was a fire, several men would press the bag, and water would run through the bamboo tube towards the flames.
During the Song Dynasty, 960 to 1276, the bladders of pigs and cows were commonly used for firefighting. These bladders were filled with water and thrown onto fires. Another tool, called a mardar, consisted of a bundle of hemp tied to a long bamboo pole. During a fire, the hemp was put in mud and smeared around the fire to stop it from spreading. Ancient firefighting buildings. One way to stop a fire from starting is to cut off the source of the fire. During the Hongzhou period of the Ming Dynasty, 1488 to 1505, Huizhou, modern-day Huangshan in Anhui province,
faced great fire risks because there were so many wooden buildings.
To deal with the issue, Huizhou's prefect came up with a solution. Every 5 households should build a brick wall.
This divided houses in a village or town into smaller units to stop fires from spreading. Thousands of these firewalls were built. But soon, people were not satisfied with one wall for every 5 households. It became common for each household to build firewalls. Huizhou's craftsmen shaped the edges of the firewalls to look like horses' heads. To this day, these horsehead walls have become a unique feature of Huizhou architecture. In the Forbidden City, warehouses for flammable and valuable items had a special fire prevention design. For every 7 rooms, 1 room was filled with earth all the way to the roof. This meant that these rooms became a fire barrier. They could stop fires from spreading. Another significant firefighting design in ancient China was the fire alley. These deep and narrow alleys were set between multiple buildings, and many of them had open water channels on both sides. When a fire broke out, these alleys not only stopped the spread of fire, but also served as safe passages for people. Preventing fire with decoration. In addition to practical firefighting designs, ancient Chinese architecture also included symbolic elements for fire prevention. The ridges of ancient buildings were often decorated with a kind of mythical creature called Churwei. This legendary sea beast could stir up wind and rain, a useful ability on the breakout of a fire. Churwei can be found all around the Forbidden City, on the roof ridges of almost every major hall. Besides Churwei, there was another symbolic design to prevent fires in ancient buildings. In the centre of many ceilings, people can see a concave surface known as Zaojing. These surfaces represent wells, sources of water, and were often decorated with water plants like lotuses and water lilies. Ancient people hoped that these features would help control and prevent fires. Urban firefighting system. As early as the New Stone Age, around 10,000 to 2000 BCE, when the pottery industry was developing at a fast pace, people had already separated pottery firing areas from living areas to prevent fires. Practices of fire prevention and firefighting developed with the growth of cities. During the Song Dynasty, many towers were built in cities for people to watch for fires. Below the watchtowers, officials and soldiers stood ready to fight any fires. These watchtowers were the earliest fire stations in China. The capital, Beijing, now Kaifeng in Henan province, was a large and busy place. But according to historical records, fires were rare. Many consider the fire watchtowers to be the reason for this. Wildfire in Chongqing. With the rapid advancement of technology, came better and more high-tech firefighting tools. The use of drones, robots, and other modern equipment has led to great improvement in firefighting. However, in the face of sudden fires, human bravery and compassion remain incredibly important. In August of 2022, Chongqing experienced an intense heat wave. This led to multiple wildfires. Chongqing quickly activated its emergency response plan, and firefighters from across the country rushed to help battle the wildfires. Facing the intense heat, These firefighters charged forward to meet the flames. On their way to the heart of the fire, one firefighter came across a cliff face 10 meters high. Without hesitation, he strapped nearly 20 kilograms of equipment to his body, bit down on a heavy water hose, and climbed to the top of the cliff so as to control the fire. Heroic stories like this were countless in the Great Battle. The ancestors of the Chinese people never stopped exploring methods of fire prevention and firefighting. With creativity and courage, they developed and improved countless firefighting tools and prevention methods. The history of firefighting in China is a story of wisdom and strength. However, in the face of every disaster, human effort is irreplaceable. Word bank. Alley. Barrier. Bladder. Cliff. Compassion. Concave. Draw. Flammable. Hemp. Hose. Household. Intense. Irreplaceable. Legendary. Lotus. Pottery. Smear. Stove. Strap. Valuable. Vat. Warehouse. Watchtower. Water lily.